to put a research station here. Should I put it in Baghdad or put it in Karachi?
It is a doctor's nightmare. Four outbreaks of disease represented by these colored cubes are exploding across the globe and spreading. Medical personnel are racing against time to control the epidemics and find a cure.
Epidemic.
While this scenario is just a game called Pandemic, these players at the Gamehouse Cafe are doing their part to fight the Ebola epidemic in the real world.
Two, despite the fact that we are enjoying ourselves and having fun playing board games, that it has a connection to real world events, and it is possible to make a difference doing something that you love.
Pandemic game designer Matt Leacock is trying to raise $100,000 to help the international humanitarian group Doctors Without Borders fight against Ebola. One way of doing it is having pandemic parties where people get together, play the game, and make a donation. Events like this one at the Gamehouse Cafe are happening around the world, says Leacock in a Skype interview.
Indonesia, Philippines, a number of them happening in Japan, South Africa, Finland, they're just all over the place.
Many of these gamers have been looking for a way to help fight Ebola.
I've been hearing, of course, over the summer about the devastation that Ebola has been wreaking in Africa. And I think it's really important that the board gaming community, which I know is a very generous community, to band together for this important issue.
These players like Pandemic because it is a cooperative game where players assume roles such as scientists, medics, and dispatchers.
It's meant to sort of remind you of the fact that these people who are out there waging these real wars against disease are fighting an uphill battle. And absolutely, I mean, it is a game and it's abstracted, but it does certainly give you pause.
And I get to get rid of all three because I'm the medic.
The four diseases in the game have no names. Leacock says in the real world, outbreaks of different diseases seem to appear every few years.
Unfortunately, it's sort of an evergreen topic. I didn't name the diseases in the game because, this is something that we're going to be fighting for some time now as a human population. How do we cope with global pandemics? How do we prevent them?
In the fight against Ebola, this event in the Los Angeles area raised more than $1,000 for Doctors Without Borders.
Ho Chi Minh City gets the red cube.
Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.
Yeah. So if you can get down to Johannesburg.